Quickly running over that last set before we run out of time for today. That was Sandy Edmonds and her version of The Pretty Things. Come See Me, probably with The Pretty Things original backing track back behind her from Zodiac Records in 66. And before that, we heard my favorite track by The Prisoners, Hurricane, from their album Revenge of the Prisoners. That just keeps reminding me of last year when I found myself with Graham Day sitting on my sofa, giving him a beer. Yeah, kind of unbelievable when you meet some of your favorite all-time musicians who you sort of put on a pedestal and never think that you're actually going to meet them. I actually never saw The Prisoners play live, but there was... There was Graham sitting on my sofa. We also heard the Gants and You Can't Blow Smoke Rings from Covers to Killers. The Gants made so many great songs. And then from Miami, Florida, The Echoes of Burnaby Street, No Place or Time from Psychedelic States compilation album, volume one. They only made that one single, Disappeared. And The Chob with We're Pretty Quick, Albuquerque, New Mexico teens who had something nasty and noisy to prove, made such a great record. We also heard the latest from The Jackets, Ours Forever, from their album Intuition, and that set started with the 5 a.m. event, a group that went from Winnipeg, New Brunswick to Liverpool to cash their chips in on the beat craze. Never quite happened to them, but hey, I love their version of Hungry. And that brings this episode of The Wig Out to a close. Richard Wig will be back again next week. And on next is Harry Parmenter and the Funhouse. Earlier, we heard Camille, backed by Le Chiffre Organization. And right now, you are listening once again to Le Chiffre Organization. And to take us out, we're going to continue listening to the track Unsuitable. Richard Wig will be back here again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
Thank you. What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Hey, you want to go for a ride?
No, thanks.
No, thanks? What does that mean?
I don't want to go.
Go where?
For a ride.
A ride? Hell, that's a good idea. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Get your fucking robe. Raymond?
Come on, we're gonna go for a joyride.
Now it's dark.
Let's fuck! I'll fuck anything that moves!
We'll be right back.
sóc un animal. Jo sóc un ser humà. Jo no busque fer cap mal. Per favor, tingueu pietat. Jo voldria agradar. Jo voldria ser normal. Jo no sóc el que veieu. Per favor, no em jutgeu. No tinc altre camí. Mai he triat el meu destí. Jo sóc un ser humà.
Consider the fate of this creature's poor mother. Struck down in the fourth month of her maternal condition by an elephant, a wild elephant. Struck down on an uncharted African isle. The result is plain to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the terrible elephant man. Stand up. Turn around.
Turn around. Turn around.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. to lose. I'm so high it makes my brain whirl. Drop my cell phone down below. Hate that just like me.
Stretched out, I go insane. I put so much pressure on myself, I get lost in my own pain. Rub the Buddha's belly, it's alright. Rubber Buddha's belly, get some good luck tonight. Rubber Buddha's belly, and see what you bring. Rubber Buddha's belly, ask for anything. Take a small vacation, put some T-bones on a grill, run yourself all ragged, and then sit still. I work myself into a frenzy, I push so hard. I always gotta shoot the moon, and I never get the cards. Hey, Rubber Buddha's belly, it's alright. Rubber Buddha's belly, get some good luck tonight. Rubber Buddha's belly, see what he bring. Rubber Buddha's belly, ask for anything in the first day. The one day that you waste could be the rest of your life. The one day you waste could be the rest of your life. This time get the convertible, park it in your own private dream. Take your shoes and socks off, put your feet in the stream. I'm never in the right place, I feel like I'm always running behind. I push myself right to the edge, but I'm jumping off this time. Rubber Buddha's belly, and it's alright. Rubber Buddha's belly, get lucky tonight. Rubber Buddha's belly, see what he bring. Rubber Buddha's belly, ask for anything, anything at all.
Love is the name. Are you going to provide me with an opportunity to prove my love to my girl? Or are you going to save yourself some trouble? Step up like a gentleman and apologize to her.
Don't fuck with me, man. Look like a clown in that stupid jacket.
This is a snakeskin jacket. And for me, it's a symbol of my individuality and my belief in personal freedom.
Asshole.
Come here.
Honey.
I'm sorry to do this to you here in front of a crowd and all, but I want you to get up and apologize to my girl.
I'm sorry.
My hell. You just bumped up against the wrong girl, is all.
That's good. Now go get yourself a beer.
On the horse size.
black gloves was him and him alone.
Well, it sounds like old Dell's more than just a little bit confused, Peanut.
Well, Dell was learning a hard lesson. He got so he'd stay up all night making sandwiches.
Dell, what are you doing?
I'm making my lunch!
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to the Funhouse, where we've been remembering visionary filmmaker and artist David Lynch, who passed away this week just days short of his 79th birthday. Lynch was a unique figure whose work arguably changed both film and television, and that is rare. His first film, Eraserhead, in black and white, was unlike anything people had seen when it was released in 1977 and quickly became a midnight cult favorite. He followed that up with a big studio effort, Elephant Man, again in black and white, and he went on from there to do the first Dune movie, followed by his signature work, Blue Velvet. Blue Velvet was about as far from a date movie as you could get in Hollywood, and it disturbed and offended many, but if you saw it, you never forgot it. Dennis Hopper's performance as the depraved Frank Booth was arguably the best work of his career, but it scared the piss out of the Oscars and they wouldn't touch it, although they did nominate Lynch for his direction. When Lynch brought Twin Peaks to the small screen on ABC TV in 1990, it was a major event, unlike anything before or since. It blew people away, although, like much of his work, it was too far from the mainstream and went down the rabbit hole of weirdness and got canceled after just two seasons. He once said of his work, "I like things that leave some room to dream.
although there was plenty of room for nightmares as well. I tried to capture a sliver of that flavor of his artistry in tonight's show, and the tracks are all ID'd on the Funhouse show page at WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream. David Lynch, one-of-a-kind American original, heading off for the big sleep and leaving behind an incredible body of work. My name is Harry Parmenter, and I want to thank you for joining me. See you next week in the Funhouse.
In the Funhouse.
In the Funhouse.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In
welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
I know how you're feeling. I felt that way too. So don't get hung up, cause it's healing.
Thank you.
but you.